we are messaging to people that they should come and get vaccine if they are gay men, other men who have sex with men, transgender persons, and people who are sex workers.
Sex workers. We used to call those prostitutes. The Democrats now call them sex workers. They call the squeegee guys squeegee workers now in Baltimore, even when they shoot and murder people. They're squeegee workers because, you know, that's the Democrat economy. Prostitution and squeegee workers. Sex workers. And squeegee workers. They're workers. Not that they're anything like the Soviet Union at all. That was the head of San Francisco's. Remember, it used to be Rice-A-Roni was the San Francisco treat. Now it's monkeypox. San Francisco health official Dr. Susan Phillip. You know, vaccines, we're trying to preserve the vaccines for gay men and bisexual men and men who have sex with men, as if those are three different categories of human being. That's your Democrat Party. It's monkeypox spreading in what we call the gay community. Is it a gated community? Everybody's in a community now. Have you noticed this? It's not just gay people. It's gay community. It's not black people. It's black community. Is there a white community someplace? Is there a golf course? Is there they hire their own security? Is there are there nice restaurants to go to with like flower boxes in the windows, stuff like that? I'll get back to that, because that's important stuff. I want to share some of this with you. And also, a bus arrived at long last in Manhattan, New York, New York City, loaded with illegal aliens from Texas, which I think means that Mayor Eric Adams' dreams have finally come true. His fantasies, his delusions have finally been realized, because Governor Abbott in Texas, became tired of being accused of sending busloads of illegal aliens to New York City when he wasn't. So he said, well, what the hell? If you're going to keep accusing me of it, here's a bus. You know, boom. Take it. There are plenty more where that came from. You know, be spitting them out like Pez. Spitting them around the room like Chiclets, if you want. But we'll get back to that as well, because that's good stuff. But I do want to get into the monkeypox, because there are a bunch of monkeypox stories today. The Biden administration yesterday declared monkeypox to be a national health emergency after first New York City declared it to be a citywide health emergency. Then San Francisco declared it to be a citywide health emergency. Then the state of California, the state of Illinois, and the state of New York declared it to be statewide monkeypox, to be statewide emergency. Now the federal government under Joe Biden declared monkeypox to be a national health emergency. Now, how far behind can the vaccine mandate be? I already saw a lefty on MSDNC saying, well, everybody in the country should be vaccinated for monkeypox. Either that or don't go to orgies. Don't go to raves. That'd be a first good step. Maybe try monogamy for a couple of weeks. See how that works out. Just a suggestion, you know, an obvious way out of the monkeypox thing. If you're looking for a way out, or, you know, and honestly, even your usual like condominiums and stuff won't work. You know, condoms won't necessarily work in this case, but behavioral. There, it's a behavioral thing. But let me get to that in just a moment, because there's all kinds of crazy. We got Ron DeSantis doing good stuff in Florida, because, and the news media going after him, because they have to defeat Trump and Ron DeSantis at the same time. I mean, the news media. Because either one of them might become the Republican nominee for president in 2024. So the Washington Post, the New York Times have to do hatchet jobs on him every single day. And they do, dutifully. But the monkeypox Biden administration declares the outbreak a public health emergency. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on monkeypox emergency declarations. We're not doing fear, he said. The Democrats love fear, fear of the climate apocalypse, fear of monkeypox. You know, monkeypox is a behavioral thing. And we got monkeypox strikes gay men. The Washington Post headline, officials debate warning to limit partners. They're debating. They're discussing it. I don't know. Should you have 16 gay men piled on top of each other having sex with strangers at a San Francisco rally when monkeypox is spreading like wildfire? We now have more than 6,000 cases in the United States of America. It was about a week ago where I was saying we had 4 cases. Oh, wait, 6 cases, and 2 of them are children. Now we've got 6,000 cases. It's multiplying at an extraordinarily rapid rate, this virus. And the Washington Blade, which is a gay community newspaper, do they distribute it in the kids all over the city? And their headline is, "Monkeypox is a gay thing. We must say it." Good for them. And honestly, they're more honest than the Washington Post, more honest than Democrat mayors and governors and political leaders in Washington. But honestly, and I mean this, good for the people at the Washington Blade, "Monkeypox is a gay thing. We must say it." Say it. But the, the Democrats, oh, gosh, we're still lots of hand-wringing and rubbing their chins and saying, gosh, should we warn gay and bisexual men and men who have sex with men to not have sex with lots and lots of random strangers at this moment in human history? And they're, I don't know, might be bigoted if we do. So they'd have to call themselves names if they, it's a medical thing. It's pretty obvious, okay? Just saying. But I before I get to the audio on this, because it's pretty good stuff, I heard a personal story yesterday from a friend who, and I don't want to give away too much detail because it might lead a path to the door of the family involved in this. But in the area of the radio station, there is a family. Mom and teenage daughter preparing to head off to college in a couple of weeks. And my friend went over to this family's home, and it was a professional engagement yesterday. But my friend went over to this home, and there's mom and the teenage daughter. The daughter is 17, 18 years old, headed off to college, graduated from high school, heading off as a freshman to college. So I guess you'd be 17 or 18 years old, right? And my friend went over to this home, a nice home in a nice area, and mom is distraught, very upset that my friend there for a business engagement. And the teenage daughter, the 17, 18-year-old daughter, is over in the corner sobbing hysterically, uncontrollably sobbing, hysterical, beside herself, standing next to herself. And my friend said, what's up? Daughter is obviously terribly distraught. Well, daughter, when applying to college, you go through the whole process, and you take your tests, and then you apply to colleges, and you pay money, and then, woohoo, you're accepted to the college that you wanted to be accepted to, and you couldn't be more excited, and you're filling out forms, and they ask you, in one of the forms, they ask you, are you accepting of LGBTQQIAA+, and transgender, and you have to check like yes or no, right? Well, obviously, social pressure, the left, the radical left that destroys democracy everywhere they go, you have to check yes, because you're a 17, 18-year-old girl going to college your freshman year. If you check no, they might burn your books and kick you out of school, and, it's the scarlet letter. They would, it would plague you, not just in your college years, but for the rest of your life. I was saying to Michael Piercy this morning, you'd be denied a seat on the Supreme Court 40 years from now because you checked no in the box 25 years from now, 30 years from now. You'd be denied government jobs. If you ran for office 10 years later, you're like Alvin Lee and 10 years after. When she was going off to college, she checked no, she's not. Okay, so she checked yes, right? But if you didn't check yes, this would dog you for the rest of your life because the Democrats are a lynch mob of fascists, just, saying the truth. And this could literally destroy your career later in life. So you have to check yes. So she checked yes. Well, yesterday she got the news. Hey, here's the information on the dorm room, the dorm building you're going to be in, and here's your dorm, and here's your roommate. a transgender woman. Now, when they say transgender woman, the woman has a penis and testicles and a, you know, a hairy chest. And that's, and, you know, here's your female roommate. You know, hi, I'm Louise, and I'm your roommate, and I'm transgender. What about it? You know, and so this teenage girl found out that, excited to be going off to college. This is great. I'm starting in my adult life, and everything changes. I'm getting out of the house. Here I am with my mom. I got an exciting piece of mail from the college, and we open it up, and here's your college dorm roommate, transgender. They say transgender woman, which means, you know, bait and tackle, see, as Austin Powers might say. And there you have it. And now, what do they do? Because now they're trapped. They're trapped in the left-wing gender dysphoria hell that is the Democrat Party. And they can't, of course, so, and mom was distraught. And here's the thing. The assumption is that they're very liberal Democrats based on where they live and the professional engagement and stuff. The rebuttable presumption is, the operating assumption is that they're liberal Democrats and they're completely distraught by this news. So what to do? Well, welcome to Democrat land is all I can say. You know, I mean, if you're Democrats and you've been, oh, this is great, and then it happens to you, well, then, you know, welcome to your own dance. Hoist on your own petard, as it were. Now, if you're not, if you're, you know, relatively well-adjusted, then, you know, this is going to be even more traumatic. But what do you do now? Well, you got off-campus housing. Now you're labeled a bigot, right? A terrible person, transphobic. And Joe Biden will call you names because that's the Democrat Party. So, now let's get to this. Biden administration, CNN story. Biden administration declares the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency. And they had a couple of, you know, MJ Lee and Karna Hassan writing this story. And they say the Biden administration on Thursday declared monkeypox a public health emergency with cases on the rise across the U.S. The announcement came during a briefing with the Department of Health and Human Services, where they had the guy with the, you know, the leather bondage and discipline harness with his shirt torn open and the tattoos and the, you know, and the village people hat. And he's the guy that the put two guys in charge of this thing. And one of them is out of the Al Pacino movie Cruisin'. At least that, you know, his life has been based on the movie Cruisin'. The administration had been criticized at times for its handling of the outbreak, and some have called on the government to declare a national health emergency without delay. You know, that's the usual, and they want billions of dollars, no doubt. Since the first monkeypox case was identified in mid-May, more than 6,600 probable or confirmed cases have been detected. So, you know, mid-May, all right, June, July, and here we are. 6,600 from two, that's multiplying quite rapidly. And I told you the story of this guy, Sebastian Kahn, who's a George Soros shill for a radical democracy-destroying organization. That's everything is now democracy-destroying. It's all apocalyptic all the time. And he went to Pride Week in New York, where he said in his thing that he wrote that he had random sex with a whole lot of different men. And then he got monkeypox and gonorrhea. So it really paid off, I think, the whole thing. And gonorrhea, who gets gonorrhea? When's the last time you even heard the word gonorrhea? But there it is. And then the Washington Post today. This is in the actual hard copy of the Washington Post. Can you say that in this context? As monkeypox strikes gay men, officials debate warnings to limit partners, to limit the number of partners. See, that's the problem that that they're wrestling with now. Should they suggest to people that they should limit the number of strange people that you have sex with over a short period of time while monkeypox is spreading? What's the debate? I hear, let me jump ahead of Joe Biden's health department. Yes, limit the number of sexual partners you're having in the gay community and, you know, probably in the heterosexual community, too. Because monkey, not because of monkeypox, but just because it's good practice, you know, but whatever, you know, you do what you want. But monkeypox is lurking around the corner. And the story is unbelievable. I'm going to wait till you hear this story, because they're focused on San Francisco. And they got all these guys in leather out in the street with the leather straps and the harnesses, just like the Biden administration official who's in charge of the national response. You know that President Trump has been hinting that it's not a matter of if, but when he announces he's running for president again. Now the question is, can he really win? Can he beat Ron DeSantis? Then can he beat the Democrats, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, even maybe Hillary, Diane, Rodham, Clinton? Now, Dick Morris has the answers. You know Dick Morris from Newsmax, the go-to channel for conservatives. Newsmax says you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Everybody's talking about it. The Return reveals President Trump's secret plans for 2024 and the real reasons he'll be running again. Already a number one bestseller at Amazon, The Return is in bookstores everywhere. You know that the big media, big tech, and the deep state want Trump to be stopped. And so do Biden and Pelosi. But The Return shows that Trump will triumph again. Get Dick Morris's The Return. It's in bookstores everywhere, or see the free offer from Newsmax. With a paid subscription, you save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com for Dick Morris's book. Yeah, what do you have this story? And the audio we have is, it's bananas. It's nuts. Is it bananas and nuts in the same? Those are my pronouns. And rock. And even the Washington Post. Well, there are a lot of hand-wringing. And what should we do? It's pretty obvious to anybody with two or three brain cells to rub together. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I once again don't have a lot of time, but let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Kevin, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Kevin, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Couldn't be better. I'm an American.
Yes, and so is Brittany Griner.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, poor Brittany.
Well, you know, poor Brittany, she, you know, Chris, I got to have a disagreement with you here. You know, what's the difference of her smuggling into Russia than someone smuggling dope in the United States? I mean, wouldn't we expect the laws to be applied of that country to her as ours would be expected to be applied to someone smuggling dope into our country? She was convicted of smuggling dope into Russia.
And she admitted it, too. But do you think 9 years is an appropriate sentence?
It's their laws, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what their laws say about this, but there will be. I mean, look, she's effectively a hostage, I believe.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Since you have a shortage of vaccine and you've laid out the different, you know, groups that you feel it's urgent for right now, at what point does everybody need to be vaccinated?
See, the whole country, stand by for lockdowns. And, no, I mean, again, there is a tweet today In San Francisco, I think I've got it in my my thread with Michael this morning. The Gay Sex Festival in downtown San Francisco will not be canceled due to monkeypox, but you had to stay in your house for 2 years because of COVID. Douglas Blair on the Twitter. And that is a, you know, that's a fairly legitimate point. And again, the Washington Post, representing the Democrat Party, as always, lots of hand-wringing. Gosh, should we suggest having less random sex with large numbers of strangers while the monkeypox is spreading like wildfire? So the Washington Post has monkeypox strikes gay men. Officials debate warning to limit partners. You know, just a thought. Let's not get carried away or anything. And the Washington Post lead paragraph reads thusly, San Francisco is the dateline. Ding, 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 clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Thousands of gay men clad in leather, latex, and often much less partied along Folsom Street here last weekend during the annual Kink and Fetish Festival. Even after the city had just declared the monkeypox outbreak, striking the gay community a health emergency, one day after the World Health Organization urged men to sleep with fewer men to reduce transmission, San Francisco public health officials made no attempt to rein in festivities or warn attendees to have less sex. That's the first paragraph of the Washington Post story today. And it's like, well, gosh, have we learned nothing from anything ever? And the answer is no. Well, or yes, we've learned nothing from anything ever. It's a pretty amazing story. Now, that story is actually on the front page of the asexual in the Washington Post. And their lead story is Griner gets 9-year term, drug case wrapped in geopolitics, you think? Pressure grows on Biden for a swap with Russia. And a swap with Russia. And then down here, monkeypox fight invites debate on limiting sex. I mean, every day's an IQ test, guys. You know what I mean? Now, if there's... how obvious is this? I just don't know how obvious it has to be. But there it is. And at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you see, they're weighing whether to recommend limiting sex partners. Let me get out in front of this here. Yes. Okay, that good idea, you know, for health reasons. It's a sexually transmitted disease. And they like to say it's, you know, being transmitted gay, bisexual men, and men who have sex with men, as though those are all different categories. It's kind of an amazing thing these days. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. So as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention weighs whether to recommend limiting sex partners, you know, talk about a lagging indicator. Health officials in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and other U.S. cities battling surging, disproportionately sickening gay men are avoiding calls for sexual restraint. They're wary of further stigmatizing same-sex intimacy. It's not same-sex intimacy. Now, I'm a married man, and I've been happily monogamous and in a, faithful relationship for a very, very long time myself. But, you know, honestly, when there is this disease spreading like wildfire, why is this a difficult call? I mean, are you people this dumb? Honestly, are you people at CDC and the Biden administration, Democrats? Just amazing. Public health authorities typically emphasize safer sex over abstinence to prevent the spread of diseases through intimate contact. Lots of euphemisms. But monkeypox is presenting new challenges in calibrating the right message to stop the rare virus from becoming endemic while limiting government intrusion into the bedroom. Didn't we just come out of 2 years of lockdown over the Wuhan Red Death out of Wuhan, China, where they have the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they study bat-borne coronaviruses and gain-of-function research? Didn't we just have 2 years of lockdown over that? See? California State Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat from San Francisco, said, if people want to have sex, they're going to have sex. Well, then I guess you're going to get monkeypox, because that's the thing. I know people who normally go to sex parties who will not. Do you know a lot of people that normally go to sex parties? See, I don't. I don't know a lot of people who normally go to sex parties. And if you're looking for, you know, the fix for the rapid spread of a largely, if not entirely, gay venereal disease, I'm thinking that the recommendations should be kind of obvious. Just saying. People will make their own decisions about their own risk levels. Well, that's right. But then don't complain, all right? More than 6,600 cases of monkeypox have been detected in the United States, prompting the Biden administration to declare a public health emergency on Thursday to galvanize awareness. They want to galvanize awareness. That's what they're doing. The virus primarily spreads through exposure to an infected person's rashes or lesions. And this is the first outbreak in which contact during sex appears to be the significant driver. I don't know that that's true. While infections are heavily concentrated among men who have sex with men, others can contract the virus through non-sexual contact and sharing contaminated items. Well, then perhaps we should nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. Let's go to some audio on this, as Barney Fife would say. Nip it in the bud. And again, the Blade, the Washington Blade, a magazine for and by and for gay people. Monkeypox is a gay thing. We must say it, is the headline. Mark S. King writing the story, which is true and responsible. Dare I say it, socially responsible. Will there be stigma, judgments, and homophobia? ? Of course. See, now, I mean, this isn't really about your being victims of people being mean. This is about lesions and monkeypox. Now, it's apparently not a lethal disease, but if you've seen the physical manifestations, you would recognize that it is definitely a disease, a virus to be avoided at all cost, I would think. Unless you think having pustules all over your body and it apparently highly concentrated in the genitals. I don't know who posted a video. I think it was Andy No. Posted a photograph of an infected male genitals. And let me tell you something. This is not something anybody wants. Just saying. You know, but don't show it because, you know, it might lead to stigma. And that's what CNN was concerned about. Let's go to, where we go. Did we use number 7?
Yeah.
All right. The San Francisco health official, Dr. Susan Phillip. And then on CNN, the anchor woman, Allison Camerata, very concerned, not about the virus and the creepy manifestations of the virus, but about the social stigma associated with it.
We've heard from some gay men that they're not crazy about having to stand in line out in public in a long line. Is there a more discreet way to give them the vaccine than having to be on a huge line on a city sidewalk?
Yeah, go across discreet and get in that line. And a more discreet, because this is the, I'm sorry, long lines. We don't have enough vaccine because Joe Biden is failing the gay community. And by the way, if it were Donald Trump or any Republican president, the news media would be going bat guano crazy over the fact that we have almost no vaccine in the United States of America. And we don't make the vaccine. But, you know, it's another pop-up virus in the 21st century. I guess we should start getting used to it. This is what we're being told, by the way, is this is going to be a century of viruses and epidemics and pandemics. And here comes another one. You know, and the fix is, for crying out loud. So CNN, Allison Camerota.
Are you seeing a stigma? I mean, are you worried that monkeypox, between the name, between the connotations, between everything, that there's already people being stigmatized and they're too afraid to come forward and either be treated?
Yeah, because that's an she's talking to Dr. Susan Phillip, San Francisco health official.
We particularly are trying to work with our community organizations to make and reserve slots at that clinic for members of the communities that have been most hardest hit, even within communities of gay men and other LGBTQ individuals. For example, Latinx men, Latino men in San Francisco are disproportionately impacted. So we're working with our community organizations to give them appointment slots where people don't have to wait in line. And we are trying to achieve vaccine equity that way so everyone has a chance to get vaccine.
Vaccine equity for Latinx men. Now, this Latinx thing is their way of destroying the Spanish language and all Latin-based languages where they have male and female. And you know, you have Latino and Latina. But when you're a radical leftist who's destroying democracy, you say Latinx. You say Latinx. Or if you're Joe Biden, you say Latinx.
Latinx.
See, because he is very severely mentally impaired, and he's the president of the United States. But she's saying they want equity, vaccine equity, for Latinx men. Now, the thing is, Latinx men is oxymoronic, isn't it? Wouldn't it just be like Latino men or Latinos? Because, you see, they are gendered pronouns, and you have Latino, Latina, but they've erased gender. So now it's Latinx.
Latinx.
Or if you're Joe Biden, Latinx, because you're a Latin American person, Hispanic person, and a bathroom tissue. You're both. And you're also a breakfast taco, because the Democrat Party is run by people who are not bright people at all. So how can you be a Latinx man? Isn't Latinx generic, gender generic? And then you say Latinx man, you're just a Latin man or a Latino man. But you saying Latinx man, Latinx implies gender neutral. And then you say man, and they want vaccine equity. This is a word that they use that they don't understand also. And equity. And they need vaccine equity for Latinx men. This is the Democrat Party. And Allison Camerota on CNN, the anchor woman, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, she's sitting there with a straight face, looking concerned, with a furrowed brow, probably rubbing her chin, and saying, and while she's listening to Dr. Susan Phillip from San Francisco, saying they want vaccine gender equity for Latinx men without having to wait in line. This is where they are. And the Biden administration and the CDC can't decide whether they should suggest to gay men to stop going to raves and having lots of random sex with men that you just met while monkeypox is spreading like wildfire. They can't decide. And the photograph they have in the Washington Post story is of a group of men dressed in bondage and discipline, sadomasochism, leather vests with lots of chrome studs, and, you know, groping in public on a street. And they're like, well, what are we supposed to say about it? If people want to have sex, they're going to have sex. Well, then don't come crying to anybody else, Argentina, when everybody's got monkeypox. It's up to you, right? Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Paul calling from the great state of Illinois, land of Lincoln. Paulo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, what an honor to talk to you.
It's my honor to speak
love you,
with you.
Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Are you old enough to remember when the AIDS virus hit?
I am.
Well, hit the gay community.
Yes.
And they treated it as a social issue and not a health issue.
Right. It was a political.
It was so rampant in the.
Yeah, political issue, social issue. It was Ronald Reagan's fault. And yeah, sure, I remember.
Right. And who was leading that charge? Dr. Flip Flop.
Anthony Fauci was that's where Anthony Fauci rose to fame and stardom in the news media.
Right. Now we got the monkeypox and they're doing the same thing all over again.
We learn nothing from history, do we?
Nothing.
You know, if you don't learn history, There are all kinds of great sayings about this, doomed to repeat it and all that stuff. But we don't teach this. We don't teach the history of anything. You know, there are generations of Americans that know nothing about the Soviet Union and Communist China and Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution and the human massacre that was the 20th century. And also, nobody remembers anything about AIDS and the spread of AIDS. And we're starting from scratch. Why is that, Paul?
I don't. Liberal Democrats.
That's actually the
that's
answer.
That's the only answer I have.
That is the correct answer. Paul, you've nailed it. But why is it that, you know, and where's Anthony Fauci? He hasn't come out yet, so to speak, on this monkeypox thing. You know, it's so obvious, and we've seen this movie, and we've learned these lessons, but unfortunately, we live in a time, in a country, in a culture, thanks to the left and liberal Democrats, that has no recollection of anything, no memory of anything, that has learned nothing. There is no amount of learning that will bring them into the 21st century, and so we're going to have to learn this all over again, and they're still wringing their hands at CDC. I don't know. Should we tell people to stop going to raves where you have sex with dozens of random strangers over the course of a couple of days, where the monkeypox spread from, according to the World Health Organization, raves in Spain and in Belgium a couple of months ago, and then they got on planes, you know, the viruses did, to come to the United States, and they're spreading like wildfire from 6 a couple of weeks ago to 6,600 today. And they still can't figure out what to say. Okay.
In San Francisco, it's all about, well, you know, gay bathhouses. And it's all about round-the-clock sex. It's all, come on, man.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say.
Feels
We're
that
all
way. With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Now, the Washington Blade, a gay newspaper and online thing, they're telling the truth. Mark S. King telling the truth. Monkeypox is a gay thing. We must say it. There will be stigma, judgments, and homophobia, he says. The mainstream media and public health officials are being so damn careful not to label monkeypox, quote, a gay disease, end quote, that they're doing a disservice to the gay men who most need important information about the outbreak, while misleading everybody else. Now, the truer words were never spoken, and I appreciate the fact that he came out and told the truth, because the Washington Post isn't going to, and the New York Times isn't going to, and CNN isn't going to, and the San Francisco health official's not going to. And in the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Mark calling from New Haven, Connecticut. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris Plant, colon, no, it's just a comma. You are terrific, exclamation point.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate the appropriate use of punctuation as well.
Well, no, I like colon. Well, never mind. I want to say this talked about the land of Lincoln. I wanted to quote our first Republican president who spoke about gender euphoria.
He did?
He asked his cabinet. He said, if I call the tail of a dog a leg, how many legs does a dog have? And the answer is 4, because calling a tail a leg does not make it a leg.
Is that right? Abe Lincoln said that?
That's I remember that quote. I can't pull it up for you, but that's my memory. Yes,
that's great. I like that. That's
number
it's
two
a,
is
a bit of a trick question. Go very quickly though. We're running out of time.
Very quickly with the raves and stuff leads to the question of abortions. Why are all these people having unprotected sex? I'm 72 years old. I participated in 2 planned pregnancies, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's right. It seems to me, the whole abortion thing, too. How many forms of birth control do we have to make available exactly?
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.